1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It's 8:11 in the morning, 71 degrees. Boy, we are warming up.
I like
quickly.
It.
Yeah, this is our kind of weather for sure. You've landed on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners. If you're listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, and on WRHI.com. And also on TV, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply search for WRHI and or CN2. That music means that it is time for Wanted Wednesday. This is National Correctional Officers Appreciation Week. So Trent Ferris, while he is here, he is giving the time to these fantastic members of our law enforcement community. We have Chief John Hicks and Corporal Kalisha Jones Taylor. And good morning to you both.
Welcome.
We will get to you, Corporal Jones Taylor, in a second. But let's start with you, Chief Hicks. Just to explain to our audience what being a correctional officer is all about, what you're responsible for, kind of paint us a picture of what we're talking about, then we'll just move in from there.
Yeah, so the correctional officer, detention officers, that's the folks that really kind of operate and maintain the jail. In York County, obviously, for correctional officers across the state and across the country, can be pretrial and sentenced prisons. But they're really often the often unsung part of law enforcement. It's the ones that it's not a public area, so you can't go around and walk and see and look. So we're often not even talked about. The only most things that you hear about us is when bad things happen. We're doing our best. And I love Trent because we put out stuff all the time trying to tell our story from inside the facility. But we have some phenomenal staff that really do kind of maintain the security, the safety of the jail. Once the deputies, the law enforcement officers in York County bring them to us, we're in charge of making sure that they're okay until they go to court. That we got to take care of their mental needs, their mental and medical health needs, feeding them the trays, getting them the right nutritional support, all of those things. And we wear so many different hats from an officer side of it, but also a lot of times we're a teacher, a lot of times we're a mom or a dad, we're a brother, a sister. We've got to take care of all those needs, and we've got programs that try to help the inmates so that when they leave our facility, that they leave actually better than when they came.
Well, we love that portion of when they are there to become productive citizens. Get out, for sure. How big is your department? Like, how many correctional officers do you have?
So we have right now, we're with our vacancies, right now we have about 135 officers, and that operates obviously the four shifts that operate the facility, but that's also the support roles from classification to our ICE program, which Corporal Jones Taylor is a part of, as well as training and operations and those kind of things. So this is kind of that fun week that we actually get to be in that national spotlight. We're not typically seen, but this is that one week that we get to kind of honor and really recognize the work that they do on a daily basis.
Well, we're going to come back to you in a minute because you are hiring and we're going to talk about qualifications. Absolutely. But let's get to one of the many correctional officers here in York County. It's Corporal Kalisha Jones Taylor. And how long have you been a detention center officer?
I've been one for about 5 years now. I started in 2019, so...
And was this a role that you wanted to be a detention officer? Did you want to work in law enforcement? How did you end up there?
Not necessarily. It was kind of one of those things that I felt like I knew that I can do. And it was kind of like, I'm not sure what else to do, so let's see if this works out for me. And it did. And it's been great, to be honest. So what does I really like it.
What does a typical day look like for a correctional officer?
Just like most law enforcement facilities, we start with roll call first just to get information about what's going on as soon as we come in because we're not sure what happened the night before or prior or a couple of days. Sometimes we're not there. So we get all the roll call. We get all of our list of how many people is in a unit and just what's going on. After that, we go into our units and we start, the day by counting and make sure everybody is accountable for. We start medication, we feed, we do just different things pretty much. It is a lot, but it's not bad, to be honest. I know it sounds like a lot to do for one person, but we always have help nearby. There's always somebody we can call on to ask questions if we're not sure about something we don't know. Policies change all the time. Different things change, though.
I think, and we were talking before we went on air, that, of course, all law enforcement are heroes, but correctional officers are, I kind of compared it to teachers. Like, y'all are the unsung heroes. Like, you know, a lot of people say they want to be a teacher, but does everybody, like, want to be a middle school teacher?
Right.
No. You know, so do you come in law enforcement and say, hey, I want to go, like, let's just be honest, I want to go work in the jail. Like, you know, a lot of people would look at you and be like, you work at the, like, you wanted to work in the jail? Like, really? And so what is rewarding? Tell our audience what is so rewarding about the work that you do, because you can tell that you're passionate about your job.
Right. I want to say just helping people. You know, and talking to them and just learning, you know, different things about them. People just make it seem like, oh, they're criminals, they're doing bad things. But most of those people are really talented. They have things like they could actually do. Some people just, you know, wrong place, wrong time. So I think the rewarding part for me is when somebody is thanking me and just they feel like I understand them and I'm not talking to them really mean and really harsh and stuff like that. Because it's not what we really do, despite what TV may say. We respect them, you know? Yeah. You get the respect, same thing. I'm sure there's plenty of people that would take up for you if something was to really happen to you. Right. We had, you know, situations where an officer could have passed out and somebody were trying to help them.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not all bad. They're not all, you know, bad people. They're just regular people.
Chief Hicks described a group that you're part of within yes. So what is that group and what do you all do there?
So that's the ICE program that we have, the 28-7G, immigration and just, you know, the basics of that, seeing if they're, you know, legal and stuff like that into the United States. And I'm still learning my area. I just got it, so I'm still learning. I'm sorry.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Honesty is the best policy, and as a law enforcement officer, we appreciate the honesty for sure. Now, you're a mom.
Yes.
What is that like when you get home? Can you switch from, you know, Corporal Kalisha Jones Taylor at work to just mom at home, or does it kind of bleed over a little bit when you get home?
I will say it can bleed over just a little bit. Just a little bit.
As you're wearing a big vest that says detention.
And a lot of equipment on your vest.
Yes, I think mostly because he has a lot of questions. He wants to know, why can't you, you know, why do you carry the handcuffs and what's going on? How is the bad people, the bad guys in there? And I have to let him know they're all not bad people and stuff like that, so... It's not that difficult, you know, getting home and just letting my hair down. You know, kids, he's 8, so he has lots of questions.
Yes.
Lots of questions. So.
Oh, my goodness. And Chief Hicks, you said the same thing at your house as well. Your wife has reminded you to your dad.
Correct.
Not the chief.
When I get home, I got to take that hat off and put a different hat on. And sometimes it does take a few moments. You know, when you pull into the driveway, you got to, okay, let me breathe for a second. Let me remember where I'm at. Especially depending on the day, because again, we have a lot of, you know, what we call kind of standard days where nothing major happens, but then we can have days where it's one incident after another incident after another incident, and we never get to take that breath. We never get to breathe in for a second. And most of the time, I talk all about a lot of times where our officers, one of the bigger differences between enforcement and detention is when the enforcement side has that big incident, they typically get to go somewhere and write the report. Whereas our detention staff typically are writing the report in the same place the incident happened. Like, we don't ever get to kind of get away from that, and that 12 hours of just kind of staying at 100 miles an hour. And that's why we're doing a lot of things for the mental wellness of our staff. Because of that, when we stay at 100 miles an hour, we don't get that chance. And to try to get that, by the time you get home, turn that off and don't stand at your son's door and act like an officer like I do sometimes. And my wife's got to remind me many times that, you're not an officer here. So.
Well, let's be honest. You might be the chief of the detention center here in New York County, but at home,
I am not
she's
the chief.
The chief,
right?
I think we all know that. Absolutely. As well. The spouse is always
absolutely
top notch. Well, let's talk as we're pushing up against this break about hiring. Yeah. Who makes for a great detention center officer? What are you looking for, and how do folks apply?
So obviously, if you're interested, you can go online and apply. We always talk, Major Moore always talks about, we want to take good people and make them good officers. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for high quality people with high integrity, character, honesty, respect, all of those things. We can teach you how to be an officer. We can teach you all the functions within the jail, the schedule and things like that, but we cannot teach integrity. We cannot teach that stuff. You either have that or you don't. But this is a job. I love this job, and I've been doing it for 18 years now. And kind of what Corporal Jones Taylor talked about is you get to have an impact on people. And it's not that you got to go out and preach. You don't have to specifically, but it's about how you treat people and how you interact with them. So that's what we're looking at. From an officer standpoint, you got to be 19 years old. Obviously, from the criminal background side, you can't have any felonies. You can't have any misdemeanors within the last few years, DUIs within the last 10 years. So there are some kind of hardline requirements in regards to that, plus any type of drug use. One year if it's just an experimentation, 2 years or more if it was regular. But we really just looking for people that want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And that's probably one of the biggest things we're looking for.
And they can apply just by going to the York County Sheriff's Office.
York County, there is a link there that'll take them to the recruiting page, as well as yorkcountygov.com will take them directly to the actual applications.
Well, sounds like we're in good hands, of course, with you, Chief, and Corporal Kalisha Jones Taylor. Really nice to meet you. And
yes.
If this is an example of the detention center officers over there, I can see why people do enjoy that line of work while challenging and demanding. You're a great representation of York County. So thank you so much. Yes. And thanks again for what you do. But both of you, what you do.
We got a ton of them, and she is one of the best ones we got. That's why I brought her here. So,
well, this is a time to simply stop by and say thank you, write them a card, whatever else you need to do during this National Correctional Officers Appreciation Week.